Emily Windsnap and the Monster from the Deep by Liz Kessler, read by Finty Williams. Below the thunders of the upper deep, far, far beneath in the abysmal sea, his ancient, dreamless, uninvaded sleep, the Kraken sleepeth. From The Kraken by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Chapter 1. Close your eyes. Think of the most beautiful place you can imagine. Are you seeing golden beaches, gorgeous clear blue sea, perfect sky? Oh, keep your eyes closed. Now multiply it by about 100, and you're halfway to picturing what my new home was like. The softest, whitest sand, palm trees that reached lazily out from the beaches, tall rocky arches cusping the bays, sea that sparkled like crystals in the sunlight. All thanks to Neptune. He'd sent me here with my mum and dad to start a new life, somewhere we could live together, somewhere my secret would be safe. One of Neptune's guards, Archival, accompanied us here. He's a merman. He swam beside our little sailing boat all the way, swishing his long black hair behind him and occasionally ducking under, flicking his tail in the air, silver and sharp like a dagger. We edged slowly into a horseshoe-shaped bay, filled with shiny turquoise water. Soft, foamy waves gently stroked the white sand. A few boats were dotted about in the bay, half-sunken, silently sloping. Some were modern yachts, others great wooden craft that looked like ancient pirate ships. A tall rocky arch marked the end of the bay. Through it, the sand and sea continued round a corner.